sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
I want to try not to sigh like I did in the last episode, but welcome et bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, Beat Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, and aka Gaston Lebanon. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on Sunday, November 10th, 2024. Okay. Shout out to you returning listeners who noticed that I'm changing the intro. That's because I'm still in... I'm going to use a scene from Bishop to describe my mood. I'm in this mood here.
Man, what's your problem?
You my fucking problem! People sweat us on the street and you don't even give a fuck!
Yeah, I'm getting ready to rant. This is pretty much just going to be another rant episode. Oh, man, I sighed. On the last one, I rated it R-A-W, rated raw, meaning fuck my usual intro, just get into it. And, yeah. We're going to talk about the election. I'm actually debating on the hardest part of today's episode is going to be deciding between calling it either in Trump's defense or dumb friends and smart enemies. And as I go through today's, as I share my thoughts, you'll understand the context. So I'm hoping by the time I finish saying what I need to say, I'll figure out the most appropriate title for today's. Hey, maybe I should put it up for a vote and let you motherfuckers disappoint me. No. I'll make a really shitty title like, poo poo, caca poo poo, something like that. And something like in Trump's defense. Oh, chips. Okay, anyway. All right, okay. Where do I start? Okay. Let me, hold on. Let me get all these sighs up my system. All right. Come on. Good car, let's see. Okay, all right, let's do this. Tell you what, the one thing I will do from old. Okay, I'm going to give you three quotes, and then I'm going to share my own thoughts, right? But they all relate to these three quotes that I'm going to share with you, that I'm sharing. The first one goes, if you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. He'll give him somebody to look down on, and he'll empty his pockets for you. Lyndon B. Johnson. President Lyndon B. Johnson. Second quote goes, I'd rather have an intelligent enemy than stupid friends. I've shared that quote before. I initially thought it was an African proverb, but whatever. According to the last page I looked up, quote belongs to David Alfaro Siquerios. And the last quote is my favorite. It goes, we will take America without firing in a shot.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying this. Race was ill. We will take America without firing a shot. We do not have to invade the U.S. We will destroy you from within. Nikita Khrushchev. Nikita Khrushchev. Is he a... Yeah. Oh, premier. Yeah. Nikita Khrushchev. Khrushchev. Yeah, Khrushchev. Interesting. Yeah, you know what? The one thing I will say... I know what I have all my points down. I'm just trying to decide how to go in. And I guess I'm just going to jump in there, right? And first thing I'm going to start with, before I go into Trump's defense, we really underestimated those. No, I underestimated the Russians. And in my own defense, I was fed America propaganda. You know what I mean? Like Russia, like I grew up in the 80s and Russia was usually the bad guys before they start using brown people as the enemy. I actually didn't know brown people was always in there, but I still remember watching Rocky IV. I'm starting to think that might've been my introduction to Russia, aside from knowing where it is on the globe. But Rocky IV, you know, when he fights Drago, if he dies, he dies. That shit had me emotional. But I remember watching it and you know how America... Okay, look. Okay, it's my fault for getting my education from Hollywood. you know how they do. The main character is fully fleshed out as a human being. And the villain and everyone in the background is just like... You're just I think the word is a plot device. Plot device. Shout out to the French Canadians who are giggling at that one. In plot, in device de plot. Grow up, E Black. All right, okay. Yeah, we underestimated the Russians. And I had that first thought after the first election. Okay, this is what happened this week, man. I think I was getting frustrated with everyone, with all the people. Talking about, oh, what the Dems should have done, Kamala this, Biden should have done that, oh, fucking the Democrats needed to do this, that, they didn't fucking blah, blah, blah. You know that scene in Game of Thrones when after Tywin Lannister's, Jaime's gets captured, his son gets captured, and he's in the camp, and his lieutenants are deciding, maybe we should sue for peace, maybe, no, first he starts with, they have my son. And then they're going back and forth, blah, 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 back and forth. Oh, maybe we should sue for peace. Maybe we should fuck them up. Maybe we should, like, you know, maybe we should find out where they at. You know what I mean? Let's go at the grandmama's house. All kinds of plan. And Tywin's like, they took my fucking son. To his point, it's like you assholes are missing the goddamn point. You guys don't understand how fucked up this... I'm looking bad. People are sweating me on the streets and you don't give a fuck. Maybe I should also explain the reason why I'm quoting Bishop from Juice. Last time I tried quoting Bishop from Juice, the person didn't bother understanding the point I was trying to make. They were so focused on, why are you quoting a sociopath? That's not the fucking point. The only reason I'm quoting Bishop is because I'm sharing his sentiment. I'm not saying people are sweating on the street, but I do have a problem. And it bothers me that the rest of the world or the people who need to understand this, there's a significant amount of people who don't realize what it means that Trump won. I don't think you people have a full, there's a lot of you folks out there don't understand what the fuck that means. Shout out to those of you who get it. But there's a bunch of it is like, whatever. It's Tuesday. Whatever. Whatever. Life will go on. Shout out to Kamala Harris because she posted a picture of her playing with her niece. And I guess that was her way of saying life goes on. Well, not just life goes on. It's either she's saying, yo, something's in the works. Or it's like, yo, live to fight another day. All right, let me get to my point. I had an awesome thought that I found myself writing, and I said, word for word, I'm going to read it. It goes, in Trump's defense, it's not his fault. America is what it is, and white people are what they are. I fucking love that quote. That's what I'm going to go with Trump's defense. In Trump's defense, it's not his fault. America is what it is. I mean, he benefit from it, but I mean, and what I mean by that is, okay, America is what it is, and white people are who they are. I'm going to continue to give this white man the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give the white man the benefit of the doubt that he's just this guy who saw it for what it is and milked it. Like, what he accomplished, he was reelected second term. Sure, there was an interruption, but it's like, y'all miss me? Sure, there was an interruption. It's like, motherfuckers forgot why they voted for Biden in the first place. But whatever. He was reelected, a fucking con, a felony and shit like that. Look, there's a chance I'm going to get in trouble on this podcast for talking shit about the man. Because he's got that power now. Shit. Shit. Yeah. What Trump accomplished? I'm trying to imagine a different version of Trump who was like more like an academic a scientist. And if he could would have been could he have explained what he saw, the chink in America's armor? Like a different version of Trump who like writes a paper about America, holy shit, y'all got a white supremacy problem. I even can't articulate it, right? But my point is, Trump saw something. It's gonna sound like I'm glazing the dude, but no, it's like yo, you were defeated by an enemy. Give him or her their props and learn from that shit. This is what you're getting right now. This is what I'm learning here is he saw something in this fucking country. Took advantage. See, what you don't understand. I'm not trying to imitate. I forget the name of that TikTok creator who says that. What you don't understand. Bear with me. I'm getting to my point. What you don't get is there was a part of me who thought he was going to lose. I remember during election night. They put that in there. During election night, it was early, right early, and then I can't remember. Oh, it was probably on YouTube, but they were showing both camps. They were showing the Kamala camp, her base, waiting for the results, and they were showing Trump's people. And I remember, bear with me, man. I'm about to say some fucked up, man. I remember looking at the Trump people, and for a brief moment, feeling sorry for them. Because it's like, damn, another L, man. It's going to suck. Like, I didn't even think about, you know, oh, these motherfuckers are going to get violent. But I'm like, wow. Because they're already of low character people. They're like, to them, other people's misery is their happiness. It's like, they're already miserable people. I'm like, damn, this is going to be I don't think they're going to handle this L too well. But I remember looking at them, feelings, while looking at the results going, she'll come up. She'll come up. This shit is funny, man. I remember there was a point in time where I thought they were going to lose. And it was like all these Trump folks, all these rednecks. Probably some of them were stranded in that desert. For what? For what? We're going to be disappointed. Jokes was on me. Can we go over? Look, you got to understand. You got to understand. I created a list of all the Trump's fuck-ups. In addition to the Trump, the other reason why I thought he was going to lose, or I was feeling sorry for Trump voters, is because Trump was starting to look like he didn't give a fuck. I'm just trying to sell some watches, man. I'm just trying to sell these sneakers. I'm just trying to sell these Bitcoins. Fuck this election. Because towards the end, it looked like he was not giving a fuck. His crowd size was lower. And on my side, I don't want to call it my side, but on the Kamala side, they were roasting the fuck out of this guy. And I was like, this is funny. Yeah, he is stupid. Fuck are you thinking, old man? You gonna die, old man. It's not that I was confident, but I guess I was. But it was starting to look like, I don't know. Fuck this election. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go back to running casinos or whatever the fuck. Putin's got me. I don't know. Whatever, man. Can we start with, I remember believing he was down. He was going to be down when he was running against Hillary Clinton. And I grabbed him by the pussy clip came out. Because I was like, yo, man, these white feminists are not going to tolerate that shit. Oh, no. I know they're going to take a stand again. Oh, my God. I've heard the shit that they've been, that pissed them off before. I'm not joining these white comedians who are like, I can't say shit anymore. You know, I'm not getting on that boat. So I'm making sure I hit record. But, you know, this doesn't have to be a long episode. Let me just get my thoughts out. Yeah, I remember thinking of all the shit these white feminists gave comedians for making, like, I still remember the Me Too movement. I thought they were like, yo, we are a force to be reckoned with. Sorry, doing that thing again. We are a force to be reckoned with. And when that grabbing by the pussy thing came out, I'm like, oh, man, oh, fuck, no decent woman is going to tolerate that shit. Wrong. Then there was the 2016 to 2024. I still remember those years. It was hell. It was fucking hell. Okay, don't get me wrong. It was hell by first world standards. But it was hell for our sanity because you didn't know what was real anymore. You would see a headline and you were like, and you're, every headline about Trump, you're like, did that really happen? Did that nigga really just say that? Did the prime minister, did the president of the United States really show his dick? He didn't do that. But I'm just saying, every headline about Trump had you like, did that really happen? Up was down, down was up. Like, nothing felt real. I remember, like, slowly feeling like, you know, what's that Kool G rap song? Kool G rap song was, help me, doctor, help me, please put me in a straight jacket. Yeah, I fuck up the verse. But yeah, 2016, I'm making a list of, but after 20, so we saw what he did at 2016, and then we saw when he lost the election, he was like, fuck that. All my people come down to the Capitol and start busting some heads. Let's get some violence going. He had his people storm the Capitol. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to make this into a bit somehow. When we were kids, okay, bear with me. When we were kids, me and my homies, we didn't play like you other kids. You know, while you guys were playing Cops and Robbers or Cowboy and Indians, we were playing Overthrow the Canadian Government. It was me, my white homie, my white French homie, and my Lebanese homie. We were a crew. We hung out. This is grade school, guys, by the way. Right? Grade school age. And of course it's a fiction. It's based on truth. It's based on truth. It's not complete. My point is, okay, here's the real joke that I'm trying to make. I mean, here's the real point that I'm trying to make. In my teens, I used to hang out with people who were on that, we're going to take over the government. Revolution. Time to talk revolution. Because hip-hop was all about that shit. Revolution. It was all one big, yeah. Knowing very well that we wouldn't survive outside the comfort of a first world nation. We live off, we didn't know what our parents came from. We figured, you know, hey, have a revolution, we'll be home in time for supper. Revolution in the morning, all right, we fight. Bing, 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 bing. Take that. Okay, but in our wildest dreams of talking that revolution shit, never once occurred to it. It was outside of her imagination, the idea of storming the Capitol. We think, you know, we get stopped at the airport. That nice try, buddy. Back to Canada. Oh, or at the border. There's no, the idea of the White House was that thing that would never come. Like, I've heard about how in 1812, apparently a bunch of Canadian soldiers burnt down the White House. Wow. Didn't, I don't think that would happen now. Holy shit, that shit is security up the ass. I'm trying to talk like Sosa. Anyways, shitload of security. So watching these white boys, these white folks take down, storm the Capitol, blew my mind. Now, I was plain revolutionary, but I imagine all these motherfuckers who don't like the United States, you just, that just planted a seed in their mind. Oh, it can be penetrated. Oh, it can be taken down. I think anyone who's got beef with the United States, they figured out that, okay, or who's not white, they told themselves, yeah, if we want to storm the Capitol, if we want to destroy the Capitol, we got to send some white boys in there. So yeah, storming the Capitol. Black Jobs, I can't remember what, oh yes, that's right, he went to some NAACP thing, and he said, and he made the reference to Black Jobs. The riots, his wife, look, his wife, I think those two are divorced, man, and she's just playing a role, but whatever, I put his wife, but it ain't fucking, anyways, Stormy Daniels, all his homies, everyone, in French, there's a saying that goes, qui s'assemble se ressemble, qui s'assemble se ressemble, I'm not sure what the English translation is, but pretty much is, you're the people you surround yourself make who you are, or the people you surround yourself says a lot about you. Dude, every one of his home, most of his homies, the people he hired to be in his cabinet, in jail, or say like, yeah, he ain't shit. Fuck Trump. R.I.P. Herman Cain, he's dead. Like, the people Trump surrounds themselves with, especially black people, I'm willing to bet if there's a black person who hangs with Trump, he's got dirt. Either he's been to jail or they're on their way to jail. I'm talking about Mark Robinson. I'm talking Herschel Walker. What did Herschel Walker do again? The abortions? Whatever. But the black people he surrounds himself with are not the kind of black folks we take pride on. They're the one, everything, sorry, I was gonna say, anything white people hate about black people hate the most about it. Yeah, it's, I'm not gonna use that Chris Rock joke. But I am saying they are not our greatest people. The black folks that are around Trump, I mean, on camera, I'm not, maybe they're hard workers, I don't deny that, but for the most part, if they're community leaders, they got dirt on them. So the fact that Trump surrounds himself with crook didn't matter. 34 felonies. Yo, that dude actually said, I'm not going to do any debates. You know, I really like that scene where that time after Kamala and Trump had the debate, the next day they were at some, I think it was memorial thing. Well, I forget, whatever. And Trump looked at him, he said, Trump looked at Kamala and said, hey, good job on the debate last night. But there was something about the way he said it. It's like, yeah, nice try, darkie. No, I'm not going to get on this conspiracy theory on whether he won or lost. Doesn't fucking matter. Whether he cheated or not, it doesn't matter. They did the same thing with Bush. They did the same thing with, he stole the election. Doesn't matter. Until you can prove it, until you white folks can prove it, fuck it. As far as they're concerned, this motherfucker won the election. They're not going to believe us. There's not a black person. If a black person comes out and says, I have proof that Trump cheated. Yeah, beat it, nigger. I just Googled. It's important for me to make this setup. because who these motherfuckers elected, right? I just Googled Donald Trump's scandal. Results. First, there's Stormy Daniel, a guy to Trump's four criminal cases. Four. I don't know how things work, but okay, there's a long explanation about it. But my favorite one is the not sexual allegation. I like to say category Trump administration controversies. Oh, there we go. That's it. One page. No, that's it. No, this can't be right. Under Donald Trump. Get the hell out of here. Hold on. Let me Google Donald Trump. There's got to be a section for Jesus Christ. This motherfucker, this former okay, early life, family, religion, health, habits, wealth, business career. Look at him. Oh, man. Atlantic casinos, clubs, licensing, Trump, man. Oh, has it already started? Trump University. The world said it's that first paragraph. In 2004, Trump co-founded Trump University, a company that sold, you know what, doesn't matter. Okay, the last paragraph, it goes, where's this sentence start? Additionally, two class actions were filed federal court against Trump and his companies. Internal documents revealed that employees were instructed to use hard sell approach, and former employees testified that Trump University had defrauded or lied to its student. Shortly after he won the 2016 presidential election, Trump agreed to pay a total of $25 million to settle the three cases. Then there's the foundation. My point is, this dude's been in a court very often. He's been sued a lot. He's got a lot of scandals. He's got a lot of, like, he's not squeaky clean. He's, the man's got a rap sheet. His last job, he's got some bad references from it. And sexual assault accusation. Conflict of interest, degradation. Okay. Okay. I'm surprised there's not family separation at the border. What am I looking at? What is this section? This section is domestic policy, conflict of interest. And I mean, he's... They elected this motherfucker, man. It's... Van Lathan said it perfectly, man. He can't do enough to fuck up. Russian election interference, investigations, Mueller... Okay, let me get back to my notes, man. All right, man. Bottom line. Oh, and don't forget, this motherfucker brought classified documents home and let foreigners, people who don't like the United States, read them. He won. This is bottom line. He fucking won. And what bothers me about the dude who should not have won, and everyone is like speculating, well, Dems didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. Look, fuck you white people, man. If I'm angry, okay, look, if I'm targeting someone, I'm not going to target the folks who voted for Trump. Because to me, they're like, Trump is like the Nigerian prince scam artist. But in this particular case, I'm like, wow. I'm like in awe of what he's accomplished. Because it's one thing to scam a one old lady. It's another thing to scam. Let me Google the election results. 70 million people. Election results. I like how they know which election I'm not talking about. The power of battleground states. I don't know what this means. 226 electoral vote, 312. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, the numbers are keep going. Oh, wow. Oh, nice. Okay, she's getting close. I guess they're still counting, but she's got 71. Yeah, I'm going to round it off. 71 million votes. Trump's got 75 million votes. So 75 million motherfuckers. I'm not mad at them. What I am mad at are the motherfuckers who didn't show up to vote. talking about I can't make up my mind. Oh my God. Especially white people. I'm not gonna get into Latinos and Muslim Americans and all that shit. No, I'm gonna keep it black and white. My biggest problem is, and a lot of smarter people have talked about the same topic, is white people need to check. Y'all need to check yourself, man. They don't want to come to grips with the fact that they got outsmarted by a racist guy. I still remember how, what was my point? I still remember how growing up, the way white people talk about racist people, it's like, oh, they're stupid. They're fucking idiots. Yeah. I went along to white people. Yeah, they're idiots. But to us, they're a fucking threat. They're a problem. I remember when Chuck D, he's got a line. He goes, you say you can't see who's in cahoots because the KKK wears three-piece suits. I may need to re-record this because I know I'm struggling with my point. I'm bothered. I guess I'm going to go with the title. Yeah, this is what makes white people a dumb friend. They spent most of the time feeling smug, kind of like Canada. That's what scared me. Smug, looking down on Trump voters, going, oh, they're so stupid. It's a cult. It's a, oh, you don't see us waving flags and blah, 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 and all that shit. And Obama said it perfectly. He said, don't boo, vote. I think that's who bothers me. A lot of the Democratic voters, potential voters, or Democrat who didn't vote, spent more time being, I'm better than them. I'm not a cult follower. I demand quality from my candidate. So tap dance for me. I think this is what it is. It's some people are like, the Trump presidency is not that bad, until the Trump presidency happened. I think what really gets me the most, I think I'm in all this, right? This is the sins of slavery. This says a lot about black and white people, how we're not on the same page. The fact that black folks in a significant majority voted for Kamala, and white people are dismissing it, well, because they just want to see a black person in the office, or they're on that woke shit. The fact that they saw that shit and they're like, eh, and white people went the opposite way. It makes me feel like it's like that saying about the thing about black. If I see a group of black people, I'm walking one way, and a group of black people are running the opposite way, I'm not asking fucking questions. I'm running with them, and I can't run. White people are like, what's going on? It's more the fact that white people didn't even take the time to be like, why are black people voting? Why are so many black people voting for Kamala? Or maybe they did ask the question and then just dismiss it. Well, just because she's black. Or fuck do these Negroes know? They just want a free ride. Like, they didn't see, like, hey, there's a person with a gun coming our way. Yeah, instead of swallowing, I don't want to hear shit about why Dems lost unless it starts with a discussion about race, about white people. Y'all elected a person that if they were black, y'all would have been like, fuck that shit. They didn't see any danger in electing a dude who's like down with, like he's proven that he ain't shit. He told you. He went out of his ways to tell you he ain't shit. But y'all were like, ah, he's just playing. Yeah, I covered it. Dems need to, white folks need to look in the mirror, man. By white folks, I mean Democrats. Not just Democrat, but white folks need to. Slavery fucked us up, both of us. It fucked up black people and it fucked up white people. But white people are the ones who need to do that, like the work to be like, oh, wow. We still haven't let go of the idea of the notion that we're not superior. I mean, we say it, but deep down inside, we still have that. I'm at the point, after this election, I'm at the point where, because I'm looking down on white people now, right? I'm at the point where I'm saying the only difference between white people today and white people during when slavery was legal is the internet connection. Y'all haven't fucking evolved, man. That whatever that thing that made you do what you did, it's still in there, in you, and all you did was find ways to mask it. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the title. In Trump's defense, because not just that, because I was thinking about if Trump was a scholar, the lesson, the thing that we just learned couldn't be explained in a book. I hate to say this, but it's like, yo, my belief in God, because I used to believe in the God set it up because he's trying to reveal himself. But it's an interesting coincidence. It's interesting because I'm wondering the lesson that we're learning from, the lesson that Trump is forcing us to learn is one of those things that needs to happen this way. Well, then again, white people are still in denial about this shit. They're still looking for every reason to why. How the fuck did he win? And don't think racism is a factor in there. Nah. Racism went over, was done after the Martin Luther King speech, after he said, I have a dream. Like, they don't know, how do I explain it? There's another person who said, I'm going to use his quote. He goes, there it goes. A friendly reminder. Is this the one? Here, I think this is the one I want to play. Here we go.
America's not unique in its sins. As a country, we're not unique in our evils, to be honest with you. I think where we may be singular is a refusal to acknowledge them. Mm-hmm. And the legends and myths we tell about our inherent, you know, goodness to hide and cover and conceal so that we can maintain a kind of willful ignorance that protects our innocence. See, the thing is that when the Tea Party was happening, people were saying, pundits, oh, it's just about economic populism. Yep. It's not about race. When people knew, social scientists were already writing that what was driving the Tea Party were anxieties about economic demographic anxiety. Shifts, that the country was changing, that they were seeing these racially ambiguous babies on Cheerios commercials, that the country wasn't quite feeling like it was a white nation anymore. And people were screaming from the top of their lungs, yo, this is not just simply economic populism. This is the ugly underbelly of the country. See, the thing is this, and I'll say this and I'll take the hit on it. There are communities that have had to bear the brunt of America confronting, white Americans confronting the danger of their innocence. And it happens every generation. So somehow we have to kind of, oh my God, is this who we are? And just again, here's another generation of babies. Think about it. That two-year-old had his bones broken by two parents trying to shield him from being killed. A woman who has been married to this man for as long as I've been on the planet almost, lost her husband. For what? And so what we know is that the country has been playing politics for a long time on this hatred. We know this. So it's easy for us to place it all on Donald Trump's shoulders.
Yep.
It's easy for us to place Pittsburgh on his shoulders. It's easy for me to place Charlottesville on his shoulders. It's easy for us to place El Paso on his shoulders. This is us.
This is us.
Oh,
this is
and us. If we're going to get past this, we can't blame it on him. He's a manifestation of the ugliness that's in us.
Damn.
I've had the privilege of growing up in a tradition that didn't believe in the myths and the legends because we had to bear the brunt of them. Either we're going to change, Nicole, or we're going to do this again and again, and babies are going to have to grow up without mothers and fathers, uncles and aunts, friends, while we're trying to convince white folk to finally leave behind a history that will maybe, or embrace a history that might set them free from being white. Finally.
Maybe I should guess this guy's name. But this clip will be in the show notes so you can watch it yourself. Homie said in 3 minutes what I've been trying to say, been struggling to say in, I'm at 41 minutes now. So I'm going to wrap this up, gang. Shout out to, what's his name? Username on TikTok. There's a creator on TikTok who I'm friends with. Well, I mean, on TikTok by standard. And his name is, nope, not that one. His name is his name is Michelangelo of Hip Hop. And he's got a sign where he goes, "Cookout's closed. The cookout is fucking closed." And I can't remember what someone was saying. And because he made a response video about, "No, I'm not trying to say that I'm turning my back on Palestine. I'm not trying to say that I'm turning my back on Latinos. I'm saying," and the way I reiterated it, it's like, look, man, white people have, like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. This is the second time white people have shown that they're unable or unwilling to be allies against this fight against racism or get information. Unwilling or unable. So we lost. Trump won, we lost. Right now, we're like scattered on the battlefield. Fuck the plans. The plans didn't work out. We're in retreat mode. So in retreat mode, it's every person for themselves. And black folks, when black folks say cookout is closed, when you see these videos like, fuck it, y'all got it, white people. We're in retreat mode. Maybe we'll regroup because it's true, you know, because you need to unite to fight this force. But at this point, y'all lacking as a fucking ally. I've been saying the United States, but the same way Democrats have been acting smug against Trump supporters, because, you know, they're brilliant. We're way more intelligent than them. Canadians are worse, are just as bad. They're like, oh, we're smarter than Americans. While all the symptoms are here. There's a whole bunch of white folks who are like, why are there so many brown people in my fucking Tim Hortons? I'm losing my country. White supremacy is a disease that is a cancer, whatever you want to call it, that has yet to been treated or even acknowledged. Maybe at the surface, it's like, yeah, racism is bad. Stop calling niggers niggers. But they haven't been like, wow. They don't see racism the way black folks, we see racism. Because when it comes to racism, I've learned is that you're either the victim of it or you benefit from it. And of course, why the fuck would you look into a system that you benefit from? Unless you were a human being. There we go. All right. Okay. This concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Website is shutuppodcast.com. You could holler at me if something I said touches your soul. Swoo your soul. Go. Old time rock and roll. If you touch your soul like that old time rock and roll, holler at me at shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to do something new, right? Another reminder that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts and is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. Hoosier Bleu was in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Roo's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated F F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you happen to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I am your king now!